CM4 NAF, Brock and Gaffney, listening.
This is KO4 HGX up here in Brevard.
How are you this afternoon?
Staying warm and dry.
Right now, not sure what it's doing up your way, but we just got through about an hour's worth of a heavy sleet. So it's pretty well covered here in Gaffney.
Good. Spots of sleet and rain, freezing rain, and then it's actually warmed up here, so it's about 34 degrees right now, so not doing a whole lot outside. We had a little windy spell come through, and a couple of trees and branches down around the area.
Power outage is up your way yet?
Power outage is up here.
That if this freezing rain comes in, that we may start seeing some around this area. I kind of live out in the rural part of Cherokee County, so just hope that we keep the lights on.
That I live out in the rural Transylvania County, you know, where DuPont State Forest is at. I'm close by it, so know what you mean. It's going to be a slip-slide morning.
About today for a little while, but I knew that it's probably the last opportunity, because if this all freezes over like we expect to, tomorrow is just going to be all sheet of ice.
Most of this week is going to be that way.
You won't get the excitement that we used to back in the day, listening to the local radio station or watching the ticker on the bottom of the TV. Now they just do those automated calls, but they've already called it for Monday and probably will for Tuesday tomorrow, so... But like I say, that was a thrill as a kid, waking up just trying to figure out if you were headed to school or not.
That now they've already called it here for Monday and Tuesday, and they got, what do they call it? Virtual day, where they do their work on computers.
Better than to attempt anything like that with us. Not only did we not have the technology, but also there's no way that I probably would have been completing an assignment on a snow day.
No way. Too many other fun things to do.
About getting the four-wheeler out today, but honestly, it's just so cold that I don't know if I want to try to rough it out there and cut up the road, but... It's just so cold, and it's going to get worse tonight. So.
Side by side up to Anchor today, which is about 4 miles up the road, and it was a pretty chilly ride.
Like I say, I had to use some four-wheel drive a couple of places today because most of our roads are pretty well covered with the sleet or wintry mix that we got overnight. So there were a couple of places that were a little questionable.
About the same thing we did. Roads were completely covered with sleet when I went out, and I didn't go out until, 11 o'clock, 11:30. And they were still covered. But the county was out scraping with the motor grader, so the main roads were open, but secondary roads were still covered.
This morning, and had my obligatory meal at the Waffle House during the storm. They were open today in town, so but I haven't tried to make it back that way since, because I know that it's only gotten worse as cold as it's been. But like I say, that was a pretty good meal, and considering I probably won't get a real good one from a restaurant in the next couple of days.
Well, Brock, I'm gonna jump off here, so we're gonna tie the repeater up. That way, if somebody needs to pass the traffic, we can handle it for them. But if you need anything, come back in here and come be a part of the net tonight, Sunday night, so I'll be calling. So look forward to catching up with everybody.
We'll be around tonight as well, but I'm going to monitor the frequency for a little while, but it's good to catch up with you. This is KM4NAF, Brock and Gaffney.
For NAF, is that correct?
Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot.
Sorry about that. It's KO4HX. Standing by. 7-3 Brock.
KM4NAF, listening.